relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
That's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
When getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
JP, Liz, Husker Nick, and Liz. So we got another Liz on the show.
With one Z.
And Liz needing our help. I'm sure it's with one Z, right, Liz?
Yeah.
Okay. Liz needing our help with her husband, Frank. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Hi. I've seen better days, but thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, I'm sure, a challenge with everything going on with COVID and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what can we help you with today with you and her husband?
So I need help with my husband. His name's Frank. So he's growing this nasty, we started to call it a COVID beard.
Yes.
And he's decided he wants to keep it and keep growing it. And he's been telling me that in case, you know, the second wave hits, that he's going to need his manly beard to fight off. And
I hate
the sand beard.
You hate it? Okay.
I hate it. And, I mean, here's the thing. My husband is handsome. He's a sexy man. He's younger than me. I actually chose him, in part, at least, because he's so handsome, sexy, and young-looking. Seriously. But honestly,
I like your honesty.
The beard, it makes him look older. And let's be real, if I wanted to date an older man, I would have married an older man.
Yeah, girl, tell him.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I just think he needs to shave the rat's nest, and I can't get him to do it.
And so you
won't. So you called a radio station to make your husband groom himself. Okay. I like it.
All right.
You know, when it comes desperate times, call for desperate measures.
How big has this beard gotten? How big is it?
Oh, it is getting long and thick.
Okay.
So he's lucky. He can grow himself a nice beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't grow a good beard.
No. That's a talent, if you will.
No, it's just a full. He's got a hand in there.
Okay. Oh, my God. This Liz hates me already.
All right. Let's bring in Frank then, her husband. Frank's with us on the show, Couples Therapy. Good morning, Frank. So let's hear your side of things.
I mean, I don't know what my wife's problem is. I'm still her sexy young husband, and okay. Now I have this manly ass beard to go with it.
Do you guys mind me asking what the age difference is? Like, what are your ages, sexy young husband? Uh-oh. Did we lose somebody?
I'm 38 and my wife's 45.
We lost
7 years.
We lost Liz. I'll call her.
She
back
got
here
mad.
In a second.
I was gonna
she
say. I
mad.
Hope she's not no. that mad at us already.
No, we'll call her back here in a second.
So she's in her mid-40s, your late 30s, sexy young husband.
Is that you, Liz?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. That's good. We lost you. We got you back, though.
We thought you got mad at us for a second already, Liz. It's only starting. We're only just getting started, girl.
Yeah. So what do you like about your beard? Everything?
I mean, what's not to like about it?
That's true.
It looks cool. It's you can run your hands through it, and it's really soft and smooth. I've been treating it with oils and beard softeners and stuff like that.
There's nothing better than that.
It just looks
great.
Are we
at a beard meeting? What is this?
Sounds like a beard meeting.
I'll tell you, there's nothing better than a good manly beard. You just feel like a man. It's awesome.
Yeah, and you know what? I might just grow a man bun too. I might take this thing further.
You're going to be real hot this summer, and I'm talking temperature-wise with all this hair, my friend.
Yeah.
I thought you were a fan of these things.
It's going to be hot on both ends.
I'm just trying to, let him know.
All right.
Might get a little steamy under there.
You know, to be, what's fair is fair. If she doesn't want to shave her legs, she doesn't have to.
Okay, you got a good point.
Would she be able to handle that? Like, my wife threatens that, and I know it's impossible for her. It would drive her insane if she had furry legs.
Yeah, it would probably bother her more than it does me. It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, she's still beautiful, so I don't care.
There we go.
Okay.
You got your cougar.
That's good stuff.
And you know what? I might just end up getting like a motorcycle jacket with a little patch that says Frostbite with Scott Frost's name on it.
Oh, my God.
I'm all for this now. Wow. I'm on your team. My vote goes to Frank. Grow out the hair and the beard. Get the jacket and the motorcycle. Start a gang.
Wow, Lincoln this has escalated incredibly quickly.
Okay,
first, we're talking about
just a beard.
Shaving a beard, and now there are gangs.
Yes, mm-hmm. Motorcycle okay. gang called Frostbite. I'm in on that.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
you could get like a cartoon picture of Scott Frost's face on the back of your jacket. And like have it
exactly.
say Frostbite. Yes!
Oh my God.
I'm in. It's like the Hell's Angels, with our angel coach. And that's what we have.
This is definitely escalating quickly.
This has escalated very quickly.
All right, I'm in.
Well, let's get the people's opinion on it and see what they think.
Here's what happens next.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
So Liz's husband, Frank, has been growing a quarantine beard. She thinks the beard is gross, makes him look old, and he needs to shave it. Frank likes his beard, makes him feel like and look like a badass. He doesn't want to get rid of it. What should happen? Should he keep the beard or shave the beard? And you guys get to chime in. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday. Beard or no beard is the debate. As Frank has grown what sounds like an epic, soft, wonderful beard.
You treat those things right, and those beards are amazing.
It's kind of like Liz making her sourdough. You've got to cultivate it. You've got to get it to the right setting.
You have to tend to it.
Tend to it all the time.
And if you can do that, you can grow an epic beard. And so we wanted to hear from you. Does Frank need to shave it? Because his wife thinks it's gross. And somebody else, we just had an anonymous message. I'm pretty sure that Corona grows in beards.
No, I don't think so.
Can live in a beard? Is that a real thing or no?
I mean, it can live on clothes. Should we not wear those?
Yeah.
Just be naked all the time? Is it society?
Well, I think you need to shampoo it.
Shampoo the beard.
Yeah, no, you can't do it.
Keep it clean, it sounds like he's doing.
Frank, you're keeping good care of your beard, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we wanted to hear from you. What side are you on? Does he keep it or shave it? Good morning.
Oh, he's got to keep it.
Keep the beard.
I have one, and I shave mine off. My entire family told me to grow the damn thing back.
It's like, oh, God, please. Can you save the family and grow that thing back?
Yep.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
Oh, I'm on her side all the way.
Why is that?
So I grew up, my dad, my brothers, they were always clean shaven. Everybody around me was always clean shaven. So I guess I just got used to men always being clean shaven.
Right.
So I absolutely hate facial hair. I just think it's disgusting. Sorry, Husker Nick. I love you.
I love how she signals you out, yet I do have a beard, too. But it's okay.
Yeah.
You don't talk about your beard.
Yeah, I don't brag as much about my beard.
Oh, bragging about it.
Yeah. Oh, I do love my beard.
He does.
But that's been part of my thing, too. I wear a hat and have a beard.
Yep, always.
I actually talked you and Rob into growing beards after I got on the show.
You did, actually. That's
a good teammate that I am.
And so we want to know from you, are you on team keep the beard or team shave the beard? 466-9696. You let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Part of the problem, too, and JP, now that you have a beard and you've been wearing one for a while, you'll get this. When you shave fully, like if you shave all the way down, you almost forget what your face looks like.
Right.
And you hate it.
Mm-hmm. And not a fan of your own face.
No, you like shave and you're like, oh, God. Because now all of a sudden you realize how you've aged.
Yep. 466.
The beard covers it up.
9696. What side are you on?
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's a Couples Therapy Wednesday. I'm helping out Liz and Frank. Liz was the one who reached out to us about her husband Frank's beard. It's a nasty COVID beard is what she calls it. And he wants to keep it and grow it. And she is opposed to that. He thinks it's epic. I do a good job. I keep it clean. I don't see what the problem is that I can't keep this beard.
I think there's a lot of people that are getting into this situation.
Oh, with facial hair, long hair, whatever?
Yeah, yes.
Or
yes.
Just looking disgusting while social distancing.
Dude, I am so gross right now. I have to do a video for us later over at Nutrition Authority. Thank God I wear hats. Oh, because my hair is getting so gross.
Yep. And so we wanted to know from you, what side are you on? Are you team beard or team no beard? Good morning.
I'm on his side because if women get to say my body, my choice, then he should get to say my body, my choice.
Okay, there we go.
We got a message from Stephanie who said she's on both sides because her husband's in the military, so he can't have a beard.
But she
likes it when he grows it out a little bit on the weekends and on vacation. But if it's so long that it needs a hair tie, she thinks that's too much. And maybe he could just, maybe Frank could keep it trimmed as a compromise so they can meet in the middle.
Wait till her husband gets out of the military, because almost all those dudes grow giant beards and they let their hair just go.
Right.
Just let it flow. Yep.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
I am on the bearded side.
And why?
Well, I have a beard of my own, and my wife decided to convince me to shave mine, and now I look like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, that's miserable.
You definitely regress back in age.
You do.
For certain.
It's just terrible. My wife likes to tell me, she's like, you realize your head looks gigantic when you grow your beard out. And I'm like, it is what it is.
That's funny. So what do we got for the polls, Liz, on Facebook and Twitter?
Well, sorry, Liz, but you're totally getting slayed. Yeah. 74% keep it on Twitter. Yeah. And we've got, let's see, it just changed another second ago. It was 66 to 34 on Facebook, but I want to give you the benefit that, it's worse now. It's 70-30 on Facebook. So
beards are sexy. You got to deal with it.
Everybody's saying. But so a lot of people are saying maybe just have him trim it. And see if you don't mind it as much when it's shorter.
If it's nice and clean shape, like shaped,
yes,
if you will.
Yeah. So
instead
it's not
of just scraggly and out of control. Guys,
it's not a castaway beard.
It's not ZZ Top beard.
That's the beard he needs for his Scott Frost.
Scofro doesn't have a long beard.
He does.
No, you know he's what? Got, he's
got,
to be
he's got that bloody beard.
He's got the scruff.
Exactly. So
but,
trimmed. That's in the
yeah,
middle.
But if you're on a motorcycle, you pretty much have to have a giant beard with like the helmet with the spike on it.
Have you ever tried to detangle your hair if it has not been properly pulled back on a motorcycle?
That's
it
true.
Is a nightmare.
I know this will surprise you, Liz, but that answer is no.
I'm just saying. I'm just looking out for you.
I can see
your motorcycle
if it's
gang,
too long,
Frank.
It's going to fling off to one side
and
dangle
cool.
in the air.
Get caught
or
in
if you
helmet.
Get lucky,
right.
it splits down the middle and it goes off each shoulder.
If you get lucky, then it looks like you're wearing wings. Yeah,
it's
no.
so awesome.
These jokes make me so sad.
Liz, I'm there with you. Honestly, at this moment in time, I'm there with you.
Well, Liz, we appreciate you, though, reaching out to us. I'm sorry it wasn't exactly the answer you're looking for.
Not quite.
Okay.
Well, people have spoken.
Let that man
have a beard.
Frank, looks like you get to keep the beard.
Long live the beard.
A short one.
Long. There you go.
Do some sculpting of it. Maybe just try to form it the way you think it would look good. I mean, there's all kinds of different things you could do with it. Just clean it up a little bit and see if Liz will like it or not. Well, Liz, thanks for reaching out to us. We appreciate you, Frank. Thanks for being a good sport, and congrats on the beard.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
And if you need our help, we're here for you every Wednesday with Couples Therapy. Just reach out Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and a direct message, and we'll do the best to help you, too.